looking forward to it. We've had a, you know, a good campaign so far. We've won all our games in the league, and yeah, looking forward to it. We have a good crop gathered this year, and yeah, looks good for the year ahead.
Carlow are the opponents in the final next Wednesday, I think it is. From going to the ATU myself a wee while ago, I know Carlow are always strong when it comes to these kind of things. It'll be a big test, I'm sure.
Yeah, big test, surely. The, you know, they've come down from Sigerson themselves the year before last. We've played them a number of times. We played them in the first round of my first year, in 21, one of the COVID years, or 22 maybe. We had a titanic battle. We've got a goal in the last minute to get over the line by a point or two. Carlo would have pipped Donegal or Letterkenny in their first year of Sigerson, under Michael's time, in a semi-final with a late goal as well. So yeah, look, there's a bit of history between the teams, but I suppose the nature of college football, players change every year, so you know there's not been many left from either of those games, or anybody left. So it's Carlo are one of these teams that, you know, they've invested a lot in their college in terms of developing their sports programs, and you know they're on a couple of really good master's program, so they attract a high caliber of student from an athletic background. So they are very strong, and like ourselves, we're very keen to get up to Sigerson again.
And what about yourselves so far this season? How has the run been to the final? I know you beat Mary Immaculate in the semi-final there, but before that, how had you been going?
Yeah, we won all our group games. We accounted for South West College, a combination of an Enniskillen and a Tyrone college, a kind of a further education college with a lot of really good club footballers and a number of Tyrone senior players playing for them. So they were a tough nut to crack. They would have breezed through Division 3 last year and got promoted, and look, we'll have a big say in the Championship after Christmas. And then we had Trinity next in our convoy. Again, another battle, but you know, we managed to get over the line. We're quite fortunate this year with you know, the upside of playing in Trench means that you can use your first year players, which you wouldn't be fit to do in Sigerson. So, you know, we were quite lucky with the likes of Shane Callan from Neve Columba, Max Campbell from Neve Connell, and Aaron Neely from Dunlow, you know, seasoned players that have played for the Donegal under 21s over the last couple of years. Dara Hennigan from Ardrath, these are all, you know, really good club footballers in the Donegal scene and have played a lot of county football. So in previous years we wouldn't have been fit to use them at senior level, but this year we are, with the, you know, being down a division. So you know, when you add to that the likes of, you know, Luke McGlynn and Paddy McElwee and these kind of boys, you know, we Cor McGallar from Termon, Damien McGowan from Dunlow, these are all players with a lot of inter-county experience behind them. Ashin Coffin, Narasa, but part of the senior panel last year. And so look, yeah, these guys are big additions to us, and look, they puts us in good stead for the final and for the championship coming up.
That's it. Next week's final, I know it'll be a great occasion, and hopefully you do go on to win it, but this is really all leading up to, as you've alluded to, the championship of the new year. This year's the Trench Cup, and I suppose yous will be looking to gear up to give that a good rattle in the new year.
Yeah, very much so. Look, we've been telling the boys all years, this is a Division 2 All-Ireland final. You know, not many players are fortunate to play an All-Ireland final in their careers at all. So, you know, it's nothing to be stuffed at. I know it's Division 2, but it's still at a very high level. You know, college football is still laced with inter-county players at every level. So, it'd be a great achievement for some of these boys to get an All-Ireland medal. Some of them will, as I say, will finish their careers, never have been fortunate enough to get one. So, we're not taking Wednesday lightly. And as you say, it's a leader of the championship. But look, we know it'll be a different competition come then. You have to go through your league campaign, and any team that has players whose clubs have progressed in their provincial competitions, you know, generally don't play in the league. So when, you know, early rounds of county squads and development squads and trial periods, you know, mean that some boys can't get to play either. So, but when you get to the Christmas time, and you know, you tend to get all your players available by and large. So it's a tougher competition, but look, the prize is great. You know, we've had a great couple of years in Sigerson, and our very short history of playing at that level. So look, we're very keen to get back there. And I mentioned the, you know, Carlo running their sports courses. You know, we have a couple of very good courses as well, and we're attracting a high level of student. And you know, we want to be able to provide football at the highest level for students in Donegal, so they don't have to leave the county, which would have been something that would have had to do a lot in the past. And you know, the college have worked very hard at developing their courses and providing, you know, a wide range of courses. And, you know, and having university status now means that, you know, students don't have to leave the county to get a degree of the highest level. And, you know, if we can provide football for them at the same time, it, it has to help our county teams as well, whereas, you know, our kids aren't travelling away and have to travel back. So, look, it's a win-win for everything. And, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. So, look, hopefully we can do our bit and as the year ahead and try and get the team back to Sigerson for next year.
Maxie, on a personal level, how have you been enjoying the role at ATU? Bit of a different dynamic to the club and county scenes. How are you finding it?
Yeah, look, it is a lovely level. Look, last year was very tough. We got relegated, but look, these things come in cycles, and you know we're benefiting this year from last year where we had a lot of, you know, second years playing, and those guys are now third years, and there's a bit of camaraderie now. You know, the guys know each other. So yeah, look, it's lovely. It's probably, you know, it's probably more enjoyable for players because it's nowhere near as tactical as it does be at club or county level, and there's, you know, there's not the same time investment involved. So, you know, the ratio of games to training at college level is almost a 1-to-1, which is lovely for them. We do so much training and so much roaring and shouting at them at club level and trying to get things in position to tactically and one thing and another. So, you know, this is just pure football. They get a chance to go and express themselves, and I think it's easier to play and it's exciting. They're playing with their mates, you know, they're playing with all their college buddies and classmates, and so look, they seem to enjoy it, and look, you know, we get our bounce from their enthusiasm. And thankfully this year the boys seem to have the bit between their teeth again. You know, we had a couple of brilliant runs there. You know, 3 years ago we were put by a point down in NUA Galway with a very late goal, and Galway went on to win it. The following year we beat by a point by Jordanstown up in Jordanstown, and you know, we've had some brilliant players, you know, playing for the college, the likes of Jason McGee and Patrick Mogan and Connor Don over the last number of years. So look, there is a bit of a tradition developing, and you know, it's brilliant. For us, it's lovely to be involved and working with players at that caliber and that standard. So look, it's a win-win for everybody. And look, I know it's a challenging time of year with the weather, and some boys are being asked to do a lot between county squads at this time of year, so it's a bit of a struggle that way. But look at that, it's a very enjoyable competition to be involved in, and we're really enjoying it this year anyway, in particular.
Max, you're a busy man. Recently you were the manager of the Money Glass ladies team that won the Ulster Senior Club Championship. That is some achievement for you.
Aye, well, look, it's a brilliant achievement for the girls. You know, they're a wee team I fell in with a couple of years ago. Look, I've a strong affinity to ladies football, and a lot of years involved in it. And it's a very, very enjoyable level to be at. It's a wee team that they... Money Glass had never won an Anthem Championship 5 years ago, and now they've won five in the bounce and they've won their first Ulster. You know, we've kind of come close this last couple of years, but we had a bit of an extra push this year and managed to get over the line. So, yeah, it was lovely to get over the line on Sunday. And we now have an All-Ireland semi-final ahead with Kilmacock Croke. So we'll be renewing acquaintances with an old friend, Niamh Carr from Milford, and Donegal Stalwart plays for Kilmacock. So we'll be watching out for Niamh as the semi-final comes.